Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, To Rend Rather Than Divide.
A reading from the Gospel of John. Some in the crowd who heard these words of Jesus said, This is truly the prophet. Others said, This is the Christ. But others said, The Christ will not come from Galilee, will he? Does not Scripture say that the Christ will be of David's family and come from Bethlehem, the village where David lived? So a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them even wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. So the guards went to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, Why did you not bring him? The guards answered, Never before has anyone spoken like this man. So the Pharisees answered them, Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, is accursed. Nicodemus, one of their members who had come to him earlier, said to them, Does our law condemn a man before it first hears him and finds out what he is doing? They answered and said to him, You are not from Galilee also, are you? Look and see that no prophet arises from Galilee. Then each went to his own house. So a division in the crowd occurred because of him. No, it didn't. The division did not occur because of Jesus. It occurred because of jealousy, resentment, rivalry, antagonism, prejudice, and a worldview of scarcity. Not because of Jesus, because of envy. Envy is not of God. Indulge me for a moment as I share a paragraph from Father Ron Rollheiser's blog. He explains, quote, The Gospels name the forces of hell in two ways, the devil, Diabolos, and at other times, Satan, Satanas. Diabolos means to divide, to tear apart, whereas Satanas, most curiously, means about the opposite. It connotes a frenzied, sick groupthink that accuses someone or something. Sometimes the powers of hell work as the devil, dividing us from God, each other, and from what is the best within us. Sometimes they work in just the opposite way as Satan. Here, they unite us to each other through the grip of mob hysteria, envy-induced hype, and the kind of sick unity that makes for gang rape and crucifixion. End quote. In my experience, envy is really fear, all dressed up as righteousness. Yes, when I've heard it in my words, felt it lurch up from my heart, it is fear. Envy, in this passage from John chapter 7, is literally leaking out everywhere, seeping into all the cracks and open wounds of those who are gathered. It can be like that, like the spreading of mold on a plaster wall, insidious, the need to be right. Bethlehem, not Galilee. Seriously, Galilee? The need to keep power and authority contained right where it is now, not to be expanded, negotiated, questioned. Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or Pharisees believed him? The need to demean, to disparage. You are not from Galilee also, are you? What right have they to be here illegally? Aliens. Be advised, the words, "all are welcome," are not in keeping with the sensibility created by Scripture. Black lives matter. Don't all lives matter? All of it. Simply fear. Envy. Dressed up as righteousness. Definitely like a mold. Spreading, growing, poisoning. No, friends, Jesus is not the reason for the division. That would be Diabolos. As he is readying the hearts for the frenzied groupthink, the Satan-induced sick unity that cries out, "Give us Barabbas, crucify him." We began Lent hearing the prophet's call to rend our hearts. Maybe this is one reason why. Perhaps the invitation is to go deep into our own hearts, deep enough to find where that fear dressed up as righteousness hides, where envy divides us from what is the best within us. Facing the naked fear, we rend our hearts, break them open for living waters. God saturates us with God's own love blood, pulsing new life within them. As we are reminded, as we were reminded on Sunday, when Jesus is lifted up on the cross, we have to look eye to eye with our own sin. Only by facing the truth of it in us can we turn back to God with all our hearts, all our souls, all our minds, and all our strength. No, Jesus is not the reason for the division. It is Jesus who invites us to own the best of what is within us.